Hello, I'm Mike Harding, talking to you from the Yorkshire Dales. Outside it's an unbelievable 28 degrees centigrade. I don't know what that is in old money, but it's hot. The stone shed I am in is lovely and cool. I'm here with a rake of great CDs to play for you, and I'm going to kick off with a track from Fraser Fifield's new album in Mumbai, which was recorded in India with loads of great musicians. Fraser Fifield, one of the great pipers of the world, and of course whistle players. This is the traditional tune, the U with the crooked horn, like you've never heard it before. Stuff. The whole album is ram jam full of great tunes and playing like that. I won't go into details because it would take up too much valuable playing time. Do check out his website. Go to fraserfifield.com/about and you'll find out as much as you want to know about the lad who's played with Afro Celt Sound Systems, Kareen Matheson, Sam Lee, Old Blind Dogs, Kappa Kaylee. It goes on. Really interesting guy. Fabulous album. End of. Joshua Bernal is a young chap new to the scene from Where I Stand, his new album, is called Flowers Where the Horses Sleep, and there's a really interesting story behind that title, to do with Japanese citizens of the United States being interned during World War II. But let you find that out for yourselves. This new album, I think, is really remarkable. Reminds me a little bit of Seth Lakeman, but that's no bad thing. This is Joshua Bernal with a song about a 19th century convict who was transported to Australia basically for frightening a man to death while burgling his house dressed in a bedsheet. Apparently the bloke thought he was a ghost. That's folk music for you. You couldn't make it up if you tried.
Drink, drink, my father said, why don't you go and live with your mother instead? Run, run, run away from home with a belly full of hate and a brother in tow. Play, play, I play Cheap Jack. They don't look twice, then I won't look back. Fight, fight, I'll scare you stark. No one ever wins when they fight Big Mark. No one take from me. I've no regrets, you see. For all I've done, I'll be digging the stones for the bones of the dead. Now a lifelong slave. Come with me, the devil said. At least in hell I'll be well fed. No warning take from me. I've no regrets, you see. For all I've done, I'll be digging the stones for the bones of the dead.
Bones of the Dead. Great stuff. The Ballad of Mark Jeffries, Joshua Bernal, from his new album, Flowers Where the Horses Sleep. Now, we've not had any jug band music for a long, long time. So for my old mate, Steph Hoyle, we played together in a band called the Edison Bell Spasm Band way, way back, and Steph majored on the jug in them days. I'm going to play a track from the Jake Legg Jug Band's album Goodbye Booze called How Are You Gonna Wet Your Whistle? Good question. I've been dry for 4 months now.
Everybody seems to talk of prohibition and what they'll drink when everything is dry. How are you going to get around this new condition and keep a happy twinkle in your eye? It's very easy now to get a drink, but tell me, did you ever stop to think? How are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? What are you going to do in the morning when you need a nip to open up your eye? Now what of the wedding and the christening and the wake when your dear friends die? Oh, how are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? Never again will any man be late for dinner. Never will they miss the 5:15. All the fleshy boys will fade and grow much thinner, and everyone will be again defeat if they pack the soda fountains to the door and turn the bars all into dry goods stores. How are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? What are you going to do in the morning when you need a nip to open up your eye? The poor bartenders will be worrying about a ribbon counter jar in July. Oh, how are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? Talk about the Beaver, Coca-Cola too. When you're good and thirsty, neither one of them will do. Go and see a circus, lemonade you buy, but you can see more animals if you drink a little rye. Stein up on the table, good song ringing clear, there will be no sign at all when prohibition's here. Always eat an apple when you get a thirst. I've got an orchard ready for January 1st. We took this country from the Indians. They can have it back again in July. Oh, how are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry?
How are you going to wet your whistle? The Jake Legg Jug Band from their album Goodbye Booze. Now, I've played you a track already from the new album from the band The Haar, that's spelt H-A-A-R. Their new album's called Extinct, and I think the band are absolutely wonderful. Molly Domery on vocals, Cormac Byrne on bowron and percussion, Murray Granger on accordion, and Adam Summerhayes on fiddle. I think they make wonderful, wonderful music. But let's see what you think. This is one of the classics of the Irish song tradition. This is the Creggan White Hare.
Mountain rose. Freddie Conway came in and did loudly declare.
tremble with fear. She stood on her hind legs, she rose her big ear. She rose on her toes, and in one gallant spring, cleared over the greyhounds and broke through the ring. Oh, the chase, it went on, 'twas a beautiful view, as swift as the wind.
One of the best albums I've heard in a long, long, long time. Really is. Absolutely superb. The Ha from the album Extinct with the Cregan Whitehair. Do check it out. If you want details, by the way, of the band, then go, of course, to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to every artist on today's show and on all the other 200 and... Is it 80? Don't know anymore. Run out of fingers. All the other shows that you can just download at your leisure and pleasure. Now, so many of you seem to enjoy the mandolin feature in last month's show that I thought I would stick a little mandolin tune in here and now. Polly Bolton is the musician. She plays with the band Catharsis. I'll be playing a song from them later on in the show. And this track comes from their new album, Tidings. But I want to read you a little bit about the tune, which was once described on a website when I was looking it up as a groovy new tune from New England, composed by Amy Cann. And when I delved a bit further, this is the quote I came up against from Amy Cann. Regarding the name of the tune, my boyfriend at the time had asked me to save a certain Sunday for us to have some quality together time, and I had loyally turned down a lucrative wedding gig. Come Friday night, I find a phone message, quote, an old friend of mine is in town and we're going hiking. I don't remember if you and I had anything planned, but you can join us if you want, end of quote. Amy goes on to say, I knew that if I called him right back, I'd probably kill him. So I played the fiddle instead. This tune pretty much wrote itself in about 2 minutes. This is Polly Bolton with Catharsis. Thank you. I noticed that Amy Cann said former boyfriend. I love that story. That's Catharsis from the Magpies' new album, Tidings, song from them later on in the show. Now, believe it or not, cannibalism at sea after a shipwreck when they're afloat in the boat and they draw lots to see who eats who, seriously, was in fact not common, but certainly had happened two or three times. Ship in Distress is one of the many folk songs about it, and William Makepeace Thackeray, no less, wrote a poem called Little Billy, which told pretty much the same tale. Dirk Powell's new album, When I Wait For You, I've played a couple of tracks from that already on this show, has a wonderful take on the cannibals at sea theme, The Silk Merchant's Daughter. Listen very carefully to this cracking story.
As I walk down Fourth Street, a jolly young sailor I chanced for to meet. I said, brother sailor, oh, where are you bound? I'm bound for New London or another rich town. Well, this ship being rigged and ready to sail, we drew up the anchor and we hoisted the sail. For 6 months we sailed, all hearts were content. And then the ship sprang a leak, to the bottom it sank. 44 of us sailors got in a lifeboat way out on the ocean, all alone and in float. Provisions grew scarce, death drew nigh, and we each drew our number for to see which would die. These names being written and put in hats, we each drew our number and we each drew our lot. And amongst all these sailors, this young damsel drew less. She was to be killed by the one she loved best. Lady, for a moment or two. this ship it drew nigh. It took on all these sailors, and it saved all their lives. Straightway to New London this ship was conveyed. Straightway to get married went this young man and me.
Silk Merchant's Daughter from the new Dirk Powell album, When I Wait For You. I thought I'd carry on a nautical theme, but not along the lines of serving the cabin boy up for breakfast, with a couple of songs back to back. The first song from an album I've been meaning to play something from for a long, long while now, but it took me a while to get round to it because I lost the album at the bottom of the box. The band are called the Mile Roses, and the album's called Blue Skies. The Mile Roses are Carrie MacLeod, Kate Bramley, who, of course, as many of you will know, is the fiddler and vocalist in Jez Lowe's band The Bad Pennies, and Simon Howarth, guitarist and singer. I like the Mile Roses very much, and I don't know why it's taken me so long to get round to playing this album, Mea Culpa. So from that album, you're going to hear a song called A Million at Sea, a beautiful, beautiful look at the price paid by fishermen and sailors on the deeps. And that's going to be followed by a song from George Sansom, one third of Granny's Attic, who struck out on his own for once with a great solo album, I think. Pretty bare, pretty minimal, stripped back, voice and guitar, which is all to the good. A cracking version of The Bold Princess Royal. But first of all, you're going to hear The Mile Roses with A Million at Sea.
I've paved my way on a boat that's ready to sail. No time to look back at the rubble behind. Cannot fail. No packing of bags, no taxi horn sounds. We just had to go. Leave while we can and head for the coast. Thank you. touches the sky. We're barely afloat and hoping the sun will end this long night. But out of the dark, when the star is shining bright in the evening sky, and out of the dark, I saw
land all in the ball, Princess Royal, bound for Newfoundlands. We had 40 brave seamen for our ship's company, and boldly from the eastward to the westward sailed we. Oh, boldly from the eastward to the westward sailed we. Well, we were not long to sail in, 2 days or three, when a man from our mizzen strange sails he did see. He came bearing down all after us, for to see what we were. And under her mizzen strange colours she did wear. All under her mizzen strange colours she did wear. Oh no, then cried our captain, what shall we do now? For here comes a bold pirate, for to rob us I know. Oh no, cried the first mate, that will not be so. We'll shake out our reef, my boys, and away from her we will go. We'll shake out our reef, my boys, and away from her we will go. Well, at last then this bold pirate, he hove alongside, and with a loud speaking trumpet, whence came you, he cried. Our captain standing aft, me lads, he answered him so. We've come from fair London town, to Cairo we shall go. We've come from fair London town, to Cairo we shall go. Well, it's lay up your course sails, heave your ship to, for I do have some letters for to send home by you. Well, I'll lay up my course sails, and I'll heave my ship to, that's home all in the harbour, and not alongside of you. That's home all in the harbour, and not alongside of you. Well, he's chased us to the eastward all the livelong day, and he has chased us to the eastward, but couldn't get no way. They had fired shots all after us, but none did prevail. And the bold princess royal showed him her tail. And the bold princess royal showed him her tail. Last then, cried our captain, the pirate he is gone, so go down to your grog, boys, go down everyone. Go down to your grog, my lads, and be of good cheer, for while we have sea room, bold boys, never fear. Oh, and while we have sea room, bold boys, never fear.
Well, damn good stuff, I think. George Sampson from his new CD EP, simply called George Sansom, the Bold Princess Royal. Details as ever on the website www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. And before that, you heard the Mile Roses with a song called A Million at Sea, which was written by Kate Bramley, Simon Howarth and Edwina Hayes. And that's from their album Blue Skies. Now, John McCutcheon is an incredible American musician, singer, songwriter, plays Hammered Dulcimer, plays fiddle, plays banjo, plays guitar, can do just about anything, made a rake of fabulous albums over the years. The latest album, which I've just downloaded, is called Cabin Fever, Songs from the Quarantine. Exactly. And this is a song in tribute to the late and great John Prine, who left us recently for the great gig in the sky. And I think this is an incredibly moving tribute to that great man from somebody who's obviously a dear friend.
In these times, each day feels like the next. But just tonight, my old friend Richard sent a tearful text. I could feel his sorrow on the screen, wondering if I'd heard the news tonight that John Prine died. He seemed to pluck his songs out of thin air. They told of tiny triumphs and lives filled with despair, complex in their simplicity, so honest and so true, just what every writer wished that they could do. There's an angel from Montgomery that's finally taken wing, and a place up there called Paradise where even Sam Stone sings. All the losers, lovers, loners have gathered round the throne in a mighty choir to welcome John Prine home. I remember a night, a bar in Cambridge town. The band took a break, we took the stage and shut the whole place down. It was Stevie Goodman's birthday, just 8 years since he died. We sang, drank, and remembered. We laughed and then we cried, just like tonight when I heard the John Prine. There's an angel from Montgomery that's finally taken wing, a place up there called Paradise where even Sam Stone sings. All the losers, lovers, loners have gathered round the throne in a mighty choir to welcome John Prine home. Tonight I sit here thinking about the stories we tell and the blessed few who really do make heaven out of hell. So say hello to Stevie, I ain't ready for you yet. In the meantime, I know you'll enjoy that 9 mile cigarette. There's an angel from Montgomery that's finally taken wing, and a place up there called Paradise where even Sam Stone sings. All the losers, lovers, loners gathered round the throne in a mighty choir to welcome John Prine home. All the loser, lovers, loners have gathered round the throne. In a mighty choir to welcome John Prine.
What a great song. I love the way that John McCutcheon wove together the titles of John Prine's songs there in something which is a tribute and not yet mawkish or over-sentimental. Beautiful song. I think that the Richard referred to in verse 1 could have been Richard Schindel. I'm not really sure. That's from the album Cabin Fever, Songs from the Quarantine. John McCutcheon. Do check him out. He's one of the greatest musicians on the planet. And here's another great musician, great singer, Eilish Kennedy. Long-time listeners to this show will remember Eilish when she worked with Pauline Scanlon in that wonderful duo Lumiere, one of the best versions of The Streets of Forbes ever. And of course then Eilish's own solo album Westward, which came out a few years ago. Her new album is called So Ends This Day, and it's ram-jam full of beautiful songs, including this very different version of the Ballad of Lord Franklin, here called Franklin's Crew. Just listen carefully to this, because the words, the story's the same, but the words and the verses are very, very different. Here's Eilish Kennedy with Franklin's Crew.
As we neared old England's shore, I spied a lady in deep deplore. She cried aloud and she seemed to say, alas, my Franklin is a long way. It's a long time now since those ships of fame bore my long-lost husband across the main, and 100 seamen with courage stout to find the northwestern passage out. To seek a passage by the North Pole, where storms do rage and wild waters roll. Is more than mortal men can do, with hearts undaunted and courage true. They sail at east and they sail at west, long Greenland's coast we which they knew the best. Through cruel dangers they vainly strove, and on the ice their ships were drove.
This version of the well-known song about the fate of Sir John Franklin's 1845 expedition from England to the Northwest Passage I found in a wonderful book called Songs of American Sailormen by Joanna C. Colcord. The efforts of many to solve the riddle of Lord Franklin's disappearance had not yet been rewarded by the time this version was written. That comes from the sleeve notes to Eilish Kennedy's new album, which is an absolute gem. The album is called So Ends This Day, and I'll play you another track for it later on in the show. Meanwhile, here's a track from another album that I think is simply gorgeous. Three wonderful talents from north of the border, Findlay Napier, Gillian Frame and Mike Vass, have come together to make an album called The Ledger. Played tracks from it already on the show, and this is one more. A little wee track called Burnie Bushel.
Get your money, me lassie, at the crack of Burnie Bushel. Call the day a deal, lassie, he will ne'er repent it. Ye will wear when ye are wed a turtle wad, a human plaid, sleep upon a heather bed, sick of the ansy cat. Gang say bro, lassie, tae the kirk o' Burnie Bushel. Little brogues and all, lassie, vow that you'll be canty. I'll hunt the otter and the brog, the hard, the hair, the heather cock. Who you lump as frae the rock to mad, but this is dainty.
Great stuff. I know that I say things like wonderful and marvellous and gorgeous a lot in the show, but it's true. I mean, that's why I do this show, because the music is just so bloody fantastic. End of. And I know it gets a bit tiresome listening to me waffling on, but forgive me, because the music is what matters, not me. Burnie Bushel, Findlay Napier, Gillian Frame and Mike Vass from the album The Ledger. Jack Sharp already played a couple of tracks from his album, and here's another from his wonderful album, Good Times Older. I love this combination, as I said at the beginning. voice and a guitar and a deep love of the stories in the songs. What more could you want? Northamptonshire Poacher. And listen to the tune of this, because it's also, I think, the tune to the lakes of Pontchartrain. But let's see what you think. Here's Jack Sharp.
Seven long years. Then I took up game poaching when poverty drew near. Now it's my delight on a cold spring night in the season of the year. It's my delight on a cold spring night in the season of the year. Me and my companions, we were setting four or five. And when we took them up again, we'd caught the hare alive. The gamekeeper stood a-watching us, for him we did not care. For we can wrestle and fight, my boys, and jump over anywhere. For we can wrestle and fight, my boys, and jump over anywhere. With the hair over my shoulder, we wandered over town. We called around the neighborhood and we sold him for a crown. We sold him for a crown, but I will not tell you where. Oh, it's my delight on a cold spring night in the season of the year. It's my delight on a cold spring night in the season of the year. So good fortune to all poachers who would set a net or snare. Bad luck to every gamekeeper who will not sell his deer. Good luck to every gamekeeper if he wants to buy a hare. Oh, it's my delight on a cold spring night in the season of the year. It's my delight on a cold spring night in the season of the year.
Jack Sharp from his album Good Times Older with Northamptonshire Poacher. And I know it's not 100% the same as the Lakes of Pontchartrain, but that I think is about 85 to 90% of the tune of that wonderful Louisiana song about the guy who would sleep out in the woods if it wasn't for the alligators. I must play you Paul Brady's great version of that sometime. Now, this is pure indulgence. Gone Baby Gone from Brownie McGee with Sonny Terry on blues harp. Comes from an album called Back Country Blues, which I bought years and years ago when I was playing with the Edison Bell Spasm Band, and we played a couple of numbers from the album in our repertoire. And I've been searching for a CD version of this wonderful album for ages and finally found one. So please forgive me, but this is for me. Brownie McGee with Gone Baby Gone.
My baby baby's gone, I will soon be gone myself. My baby's gone, I'll soon be gone myself. Well, if she knew how much I loved her, she would have never left. Won't somebody help me? You know the shape I'm in. Won't somebody help me? You know the shape I'm in. If you see my pretty baby, please tell her to try me again. Play me some blues. And cry. I can't do nothing but just wring my hands and cry. Well, what hurts me so bad when she said goodbye? Her picture's on my dresser. Everything is just the same. Her picture's on my dresser. Everything is just the same. She's gone but not forgotten. My love will never change.
Absolute classic. Brownie McGhee on guitar and vocals, Sonny Terry on blues harp with Gone Baby Gone from the album Back Country Blues. It's well worth getting a hold of because they've added, I think there were 12 tracks on it when I bought it, and I think now there's like 30 or something like that because they're all a minute and a half long. Well worth getting hold of if you can find it. That's a reissue of the 1947-1955 Savoy Recordings on the Southern Roots label. There you go. Bit more information. You can win prizes in pub quizzes knowing that. Now, I played you the Magpies earlier on playing that wonderful revenge tune, Catharsis. I'm going to play another track from their new album, Tidings, now. This is the wonderful Galway Shawl, one of the most beautiful of songs to come out of the Irish ballad tradition. The Magpies themselves formed, as many of you will know, in York in the autumn of 2017. Originally, it was a duo, Bella Gaffney and Polly Bolton came together, and then in 2018, they pulled on board Sarah Smout on cello and fiddle ace Holly Brandon. I saw them at the Costa del Folk last year, and I just thought, these girls are absolutely terrific. Well, let's see what you think of this. I think this is Bella showing her Irish roots well and good. The Galway Shawl.
Damsel, both young and handsome.
jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, or none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, wrapped her shoulders. So go away, sure.
Diamonds, no pink, no
Lovely stuff. Galway Shawl from the new album from the Magpies, Tidings. Now, as many of you will know, I'm the artistic director. Would you believe I've never had a title like that in my life? In fact, the only prize I ever won was a diligence prize at St. Anne's Crumsall, Manchester, when I was 7. And that was just for turning up. So there I am, artistic director of a folk festival, one of the major folk festivals of the Northwest. And sadly, as you probably have surmised from the way things have been going, this year we are not able to hold the Settle Free Folk Gathering for COVID-19 reasons. So what we've done is we've asked all the artists to come back next year, and we're going to run the festival of 2020 in 2021, but a slightly more improved version with an extra third free, if you see what I mean. Unfortunately, also, because everything's been in lockdown for most of March, April, May, and now June, we have lost all our major funding from the concerts and ceilidhs that we used to organise, and also from the regular fortnightly sessions at the Golden Lion in Settle. And we've also lost pretty much all of the funding we got from the local authority and from local charities too. So we're having to work hard to raise more money for next year's festival, which brings me to the next track, because all the artists on main stage Settle Folk Gathering 2019 have very kindly given us their music to use on a CD. The CD is called The Gathering. There's 14 fabulous tracks on it. And on the album are Alice Jones, Andy May, Drop the Floor, Duck Soup, Jed Grimes, Jez Lowe, The Mighty Doonans, and Stanley Accrington. You can get it only from the Settle Folk Gathering website, and every pound goes towards next year's festival. Which brings me carefully and well thought outly to the next track. A beautiful song called Caledonia, which many of you will know, there's lots of different versions of this, but this is Drop the Floor with their own particularly sensitive and I think really lovely version of a great song about a place in Canada, one of the logging camps called Caledonia.
Just starving slaves up in the Scotery. So I went to Norman to buy some broken, a cake of soap and a pound of tea. But Norman said we'd never have them until the fish got plenty in the Scotery. Banks and to watch the spray, I spied a maid from the Lone Tree over. She seemed to me like the Queen of May. And if I had pen from Pennsylvania, and I had paper of snowy white, and I had ink of the rosy morning,
hand on a keg of brandy, and it's a dandy, I do declare. For when I'm drinking, I'm seldom thinking, well, how to win that true lady fair. And I wish I was on the deepest ocean, as far from land as a man can be. I wish I was on the deepest ocean, where a woman's love never troubled me. I came to Caledonia, and I got loaded at number 3. I had lodgings with Don Norman. He had a daughter, she made good tea.
I forgot to mention that all the tracks on the album, all 14 of these wonderful tracks, were recorded live at last year's Settle Folk Gathering. So don't forget, go to the Settle Folk Gathering website and avail yourself of that album, and perhaps even the old album we made way back in the pub itself in the Golden Lion, folk music from the Yorkshire Dales. I love that song because it's the only song I know that mentions making tea. She made good tea. Brilliant stuff. Now, Sean and Sarah Watkins are brother and sister, a duo that are very well known in the Americana scene. They're now calling themselves the Watkins Family Hour, and they've got a new album out called Brother, Sister, and I think it's really rather exceptionally good. From it, this is a track called Miles of Desert Sand.
Desert. promised land. All the pain we left behind us is greater than the miles of desert sea.
Of Desert Sand from the album Brother Sister, the band duo The Watkins Family Hour. Now two tracks back to back from a ridiculously talented trio, Mike McGoldrick, John McCusker and John Doyle, who go out under the surprising title of McGoldrick, McCusker, Doyle. Their new album is called The Reed That Bends in the Storm, and it is faultless, absolutely faultless. Great songs, great singing, wonderful musicianship. And whoever did the production, recording engineer, mixing engineer, you did well, whoever it was. I think it's brilliant. Two songs back to back, like I said. The first, the traditional song, Factory Girl, and that is followed by a set of tunes simply called the Asturian Set. If you want to find out more about it, buy the album and read the sleeve notes.
As I went out walking one fine summer's morning, the birds in the bushes did whistle and sing. The lads and the lasses in couples were courting, going back to the factory, their work to begin. I spied one among them, she was fairer than any, her cheeks like the red rose that bloom in the spring, her hair like the lily that grows in yon valley. She was only a hard-working factory girl. I stepped up beside her, more close I couldn't view her. She said, my young man, don't stare at me so. Stand off me and do not insult me. For although I'm a poor girl, I think it's no shame. I don't mean to harm you, I'm sure I won't scorn it, but grant me one favor, pray. Where do you dwell? Kind sir, you'll excuse me, for now I must leave you, for yonder's the the sound of the factory bell. I have lands, I have houses, adorned in all ivy. I've gold in my pocket, and silver as well. And if you go with me, well, a lady I'll make you. So try and say yes, my dear factory girl. Sensation rules many a nation. To many a young girl, perhaps you'd look well. Well, I'm a poor girl without home or relations. And besides, I'm a hard-working factory girl. It's true I did love her, but now she won't have me, and all for her sake I'll go wander a while, o'er high hills and valleys where no one shall know me, and I'll mourn for the sake of my factory girl.
That Bends in the Storm is the name of the album. That was McGoldrick, McCusker and Doyle with the Asturian set. And before that you heard John Doyle on lead vocals with Factory Girl, a traditional Irish song. Now, Rowan Piggott, Rosie Hodgson and Philip Barnes have come together under the collective name of The Wilderness Yet. I made an album of the same name, which I think is absolutely beautiful. Rowan is a traditional musician. He's the son of Charlie Piggott, the great banjo and melodeon player, and he grew up in the foothills of the Burren on the west coast of Ireland, though he's been living over here for many years now. Great singer with a deep understanding and feel for the tradition, and a lovely, lovely fiddle player. Rosie Hodgson is an incredible singer too. I love her voice, and I love the way she connects with her song. Philip Barnes, great flute player, but also really well known as a guitarist. The three of them together, I think, make an absolutely wonderful sound. From their eponymous album, this is The Wilderness Yet with A Bruton Farmer.
Now a Bruton Farmer, as you shall hear, had two sons and one daughter dear. A servant man she much admired, and in the world she loved so dear. Said one brother to the other, see how our sister she means to wed. Let all such courtship now soon be ended, we'll hoist him to some silent grave. They called for him to go a-hunting, he went without any fear of strife. But these two jewels they proved so cruel, they took away this young man's life. By the creek where there was no water, only bushes and briars grew, all for to hide their cruel slaughter, into the bushes his body threw. When they returned from the field of hunting, she did inquire for her servant man. Come brothers, tell me, because you whisper, come brothers, tell me if you can. He stood lamenting, all covered with some bloody wounds. Nancy dear, don't you weep for me now. Nancy dear, don't you weep nor pine. But by that creek where there is no water, go there and you shall my body find. So she rose early the very next morning,
Farmer from The Wilderness Yet's eponymous album, and I'll play you another track from that in one of the shows to come for definite. Now, many of you who listen regularly to this show will know that I'm a huge fan, not just of Irish banjo music and American country blues harmonica playing, but also Irish concertina playing. In particular, the playing of people like this next lady, Caroline Keane. She's a really sweet player. And when I say that, I'm not being patronising. There is a difference, I think, between the way men and women play the concertina. And it's notable, I think, in the subtlety that you hear coming from women concertina players. Even from way back in the time of Mrs. Crotty, the great Clare concertina player. There's loads of great men concertina players like Noel Hill and Cormac Begley. They play in a different way. Not to say that they can't play beautifully and sweetly, but they tend to play, I don't know, more manly, if you like. Whereas I love the... I'm going to get myself killed when I go to Ireland next. I'll just play the music and shut up. This is Caroline Keane from her album Shine with two great tunes, Bat Henry's and The Shash Keane.
Thank you.
I think that was a hornpipe and a barn dance and a reel. Bat Henry's and the Shaskeen there. But I probably got that wrong and I'll probably get killed when I go to Ireland next by all the blokes I know that play concertina really well. Never mind. Caroline Keane from her new album, Shine. What a brilliant musician. And now I will shut up. But I will stay in Ireland for this next song, The Old Oak Wood Turns Green Again, from Colm Sand's new album, Songbridge. I love this, the way it starts off with birdsong. Hearing birdsong under lockdown is always a little bit plangent, I think that's the word.
Hi there, much too high, concrete rising in the sky. Block the light and kill the seed. How much money do you need? How much money do you need? Down there in the ground, spreading poison.
Turns Green Again, Colm Sand's from his album Songbridge. I'm going to play another track from Eilish Kennedy's new album now, and this is called The Emily Anna, brackets, A Green Hand's Tale, close brackets. A green hand, in nautical terms, of course, meant a guy who was on his first sailing, his first experience of life at sea. And in this case, it's a young man setting off for 4 years, would you believe, on a whaling ship. And I think it's an absolutely brilliant song. I've been looking at the lyrics, and this is the end of the song. Just listen to this. 4 years have passed, and our bark, she hies homeward. Adieu to the hardtack, the lobscouse and crew, to the ocean's glass calm, to her mountainous fury. No man is her master, above or below. The whaling port of Bedford, this is set in. Then the fella in the song comes from fair Vermont. This is the Emily Anna.
I left my old farm in Vermont one fall morning and made my own way to the Atlantic shore, seeking employment. Oh, the world I would travel, the call of the whaler I could not ignore. Down on the harbor, the streets they were teeming with grog shops and parlors and vices galore. I thought of my parents and surely my promise, and wisely took refuge in the mariner's home. Coopering, carpentry, caulking and mending, blacksmithing, pitching and grinding the wheel, making the scotch and man picking the oakum, bound for adventure abroad on the sea. With a young man called Hammond, I'd soon made acquaintance. Home after 2 years of hunting the whale, he quickly appraised me of what I was facing. Sink sharks, they will bite you before you set sail. We boarded a bark called the Emily Ann. Captain and crew numbered 16 more, bound for the Cape and the fabled Marquesas. They called greasy voyage as we hauled out from shore. Coopering, carpentry, caulking and mending, blacksmithing, pitching and grinding the wheel, making the scotch man picking the oakum, bound for adventure abroad on the sea. Weeks turned to months on our watery prison, triumphant trials followed terror and glee. 20 weeks out, we had 200 barrels. We lost poor young Jackson on fearful high seas. 4 years have passed, she hies homeward. Adieu to the hardtack, to the lobscouse and crew, to the ocean's glass calm, to her mountainous fury. No man is her master, above or below. Coopering, carpentering, caulking and mending, blacksmithing, pitching and grinding the wheel, making the Scotchman, picking the oakum, bound for adventure abroad on the sea.
Eilish Kennedy from her album So Ends This Day with the Emily Anna, brackets, A Green Hand's Tale. It's a great album, it really is. Love it. Now I'm going to play some talking blues for you now. If you don't know what talking blues is, basically the singer just strums a pattern of chords and talks over them in time to the music and then breaks at the end of each verse and talks across the music. You'll get the idea. Very quickly, because this is John McCutcheon from his album Cabin Fever, Songs from the Quarantine, with My Dog, Talking Blues.
My dog don't know no quarantine, she's just happy I'm around. She'll fall asleep right at my feet, never make a sound. Content that I can sit for hours reading in my chair. Sometimes she'll open just one eye to make certain I'm still there. Or maybe eating something. Maybe getting clumsy. Clumsy enough to drop it right here. No daily trips to gym or store. We'll stay for days at home. Where she directs the pace of life is just she and I alone. Come on, it's time to scratch my ear. Now do the other one. And a belly rub would sure be nice when you are fine and done. Oh yeah, that's it right there. Good boy. You are such a good boy. She has no watch but knows the time right down to the minute. When her supper should be served and that I'd best begin it. She knows the hour of our walk and nags me till we go. The route that we will take tonight, well, she will let me know. She's gotta check her P-mail. Ha! Reply to all. Maybe leave an attachment. Back at home, out on the porch, there'll be a rawhide treat. Then we'll settle down to chair again and curl up at my feet. Or we'll sit and feel the evening air, me and my faithful hound. My dog don't know no quarantine. She's just happy I'm around.
I love that line, she's got to check her P-mail. Brilliant. Great songwriter, great singer, great hammer dulcimer player, great banjo player, terrific guy. I don't know how many albums he's made, but at least 10, 15, something like that. All fabulous. I'm going to play, I've just written it down here to remind me, I'm going to play you his wonderful song about the local bookshop closing down. John McCutcheon there from his album Cabin Fever, Songs from the Quarantine with My Dog, Talking Blues. Now, Eliza Gilkison has got a brand new album out, produced by her son, Cisco Ryder Gilliland, and it is a cracker. 2020 it's called. It's a blend of new and old songs, some Bob Dylan stuff, and some Pete Seeger stuff, including this track I'm going to play you now. She's surrounded by a bunch of great Austin, Texas musicians, and this is her version of the Pete Seeger classic, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Well, the album's called 2020, and that's Eliza Gilkison, a great version of Where Have All the Flowers Gone. I'll play you another track from that in the next month's programme, I think. I'll play you the Bob Dylan track, because I think that's a cracker too. Just time for one more track, and I thought I would play you another track from the fabulous, fantastic, new, just released, available only from the website, album from the Settle Folk Gathering, simply called The Gathering. And as I said before, it's got Alice Jones, Andy May, Drop the Floor, Duck Soup, Jed Grimes, Jez Lowe, The Mighty Doonans and Stanley Accrington, all recorded live at Settle Victoria Hall. And all the money that we collect from sales of the CD go towards putting on a free folk festival in Settle next year. And when I say free, I mean free. All the concerts are free. There's free music in all the pubs and in some of the cafes as well. And there are free workshops at which you can learn everything from playing the spoons to playing traditional folk fiddle and doing some Appalachian flat footing as well. There were 10 or 11 workshops last year. And in fact, I was slated to do a mandolin workshop this year, which sadly will have to be put off until 2021. So the fundraising album, like I say, is called The Gathering, Settle Folk Gathering, and you'll find details. If you just type in Settle Gathering, it will come up and you'll find details there on the website. Thanks ever so much for listening. As I said earlier, go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, if you want any information on the artists that have appeared on this show or any of the previous 280 plonk shows, I think it is now, can't remember, like I say, run out of fingers. Do look after yourselves, take care, because in spite of the fact that a certain blonde bombshell clown would like us to think it is all over, it isn't, in fact. So take care and mind how you go. Live on main stage, Victoria Hall, Settle 2019. This is the Mighty Doonans with Step It Out Mary. Ta-ra.
There lived a maiden fair. Oh, her eyes they shone like diamonds. She had long and golden hair. The country man came riding up to her father's gate, riding on a milk-white stallion. He came at the stroke of eight. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Mary, if you can, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. Come to court, your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have gold and I have silver, goods beyond compare. I have silks and I have satins, a gold ring for her hand. I will build for her a mansion, servants to command. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. Oh, kind sir, I love a soldier. Pledge to him my hand. I don't want your wealth or money. Don't want your goods nor land. Mary, father spoke up sharply. You'll do as you are told. You'll be married the next Sunday. Wear that ring of gold. Now, Mary, my fine daughter, Mary, if you can, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.
In the village of Kilcorry, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there at midnight. She down with a soldier boy. In the cottage you'll hear music, you'll hear her father saying, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.